Each year, the Fort Bragg Police Department releases its annual report, which includes topics such as activity statistics, personal and staff achievements, training, grants, employment, and recognitions. In 2023, the department received 16,648 calls for service, made 642 arrests, and issued 467 citations. Furthermore, they seized 12,821 illegal pills, 20 firearms, and 17 pounds of illegal drugs. Cayman News spoke with Chief Neil Cervenka about some of the other notable statistics and accomplishments of 2023.
The highlights were the activity statistics and the crime statistics. A lot of that is derived, I believe, from our care response unit and Project Right Now that work hand-in-hand with patrol. It's a social services liaisons unit that is within the police department, working originally designed to address the homeless issues. And then they've expanded to crisis intervention and substance use disorders as well. I believe that through their work, they are allowing officers to spend more time on the streets doing police work instead of social work. And what this has done, you can see through our increased number of citations and DUIs that they have more time to do proactive enforcement, reducing collisions by 26% this year, and the reduced number of incidents involving the homeless, and the increase in narcotic sales arrests went up 88%. So that means officers are out looking and finding and having time to work. Another key highlight is that the patrol division wrote more warrants, search warrants, this year than ever before in history. So another highlight of the annual report is the amount of training officers attended this year. There was a lack of training when I got here in mid-2022, and we've begun addressing that, formulating a plan and a strategy, and developing a core course list that all officers will attend for advanced officer training to ensure that our few officers here can provide the best level of service to the community.
The report also compared the types of crimes being committed and compared those same statistics going back 5 years. Again, Chief Cervenka.
Well, I mean, the types of crimes are going to be the same from every year. Now, if you look at the straight numbers, the two crimes that most affect the homeless population are assaults and thefts, both occurring by or committed by and occurring to the homeless population. And our assault dropped 28% and our theft dropped 22%, which is pretty dramatic to have that big of a drop. And I know crime across the board is dropping in most areas except in big cities, but it's not that big of a drop. In general, across the board, robbery, assault, burglary, theft, all dropped this past year in Fort Bragg. We had an increase in rapes, a fairly dramatic increase, but when I looked at those individual cases, I learned that about half of them were from more than 3 years ago, committed more than 3 years ago, and the victim has just now had the confidence to report it. So it's not that we have this rash of, you know, we don't have a rapist running around town. It's all of these cases, and over half of them involve family members. So it's a known offender. The other interesting point was vehicle theft ticked up slightly, and that happened right at the end of the year. There was a TikTok video on how to steal a certain type of car, and that type of car got stolen repeatedly in Fort Bragg using that technique. So thank you, TikTok, for showing everyone how to steal cars. And that's what impacted that.
A staggering number from this part of the report showed that while there were 42, 24, and 41 DUI arrests in 2019, 2020, and 2021, respectively. That number jumped up to 159 arrests in 2023, and then 78, still a relatively high number comparatively, in 2023. Chief Cervenka explained the cause for this recent spike in numbers.
Right, so we sent an officer to, shortly before I arrived, he went to standardized field sobriety test training, which is through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's a formalized training for DUI detection and prosecution, and it's based on scientific data with tens of thousands of tests. I was a SFST instructor in my former agency, and when I got here, I saw the need for it. So many of those cases in 2022 were from that one officer who worked night shift the whole year. There is a DUI problem in this area. It was part of the culture. SFST has now become one of our core courses, so all the officers are going to be attending it, so all the officers will see the signs and clues as to how to detect DUI and how to investigate a DUI to the point that it can be successfully prosecuted.
In a lighter look at the numbers, Fort Bragg Police Department expanded its social media reach across all platforms in 2023. The Fort Bragg Police Department social media team utilized multiple social media platforms to disseminate important information regarding public safety, weather, traffic, and community concerns. You can follow them on Facebook at Fort Bragg PD and Instagram at Fort Bragg Police. You can find the full 2023 annual report at city.fortbragg.com. For KMUN News, I'm Stella Gerkins.